Good morning, boss. I have brought in the documents you requested. These ones are the financial reports for last quarter. They include the income statements, balance sheets, and cash flow statements. And this file here is the project proposal for the new marketing campaign. It includes the objectives, target audience, budget, and timeline. Oh, the envelope? It's the contract for the new vendor we discussed last week. It outlines the terms and conditions for the services they will provide. Is there anything else you need from me? Schedule a meeting with the senior management team for next week. Noted. Sure thing, boss. I'll send out a meeting invitation to the team and make sure everyone is available for the proposed time. I'll get on that right away. Is there anything else you need from me? Okay. By the way, I just wanted to say that I'm really enjoying working here. Everyone has been so welcoming and helpful. I also really appreciate the opportunity to learn and take on new responsibilities. It's been a great challenge so far. And I'm excited to see what else I can accomplish here. Boss? I hope you don't mind me bringing up something. It's been on my mind for a while. Well, I've been here for a few months now, and I feel like I've been doing a good job. Like I said, I really do enjoy working here, and I don't want to sound ungrateful or anything, but I was wondering if there might be any possibility of a raise. Oh, I understand. I'm sorry for asking. It's just that I've been having some unexpected expenses lately, and I was hoping for some extra income. I'll continue to do my best here then. Oh, and there is something else I wanted to bring up. Something that I came across yesterday while browsing online. It seems that one of our competitors has been spreading some negative rumors about our company, saying that we're not reliable and that our services are subpar. Yes, I realize that it's common for companies to resort to smear campaigns when they feel threatened by a competitor, but it's still concerning. I'm worried that this might affect our reputation and drive away potential clients. I just thought it was important to bring up, so we can keep an eye on the situation and be proactive if needed. Actually, boss, I had an idea. What if we respond to those negative rumors with some positive news about our company? We could create some content highlighting our recent successes and positive feedback from clients. Then we can share it on our website and social media channels to counteract the negative rumors. And we can also reach out to our clients and ask them to leave positive reviews on third-party review websites. That way, potential clients can see that the negative rumors aren't accurate. I'll get started on it right away. Thank you for considering my suggestion, boss. Sorry to bother you again, boss. I know we just talked about a half an hour ago, but there's something I need to discuss with you urgently. I received an email from one of our clients, and they're very upset about the service they received. It seems that there was a miscommunication between our team and theirs, and they feel like we didn't deliver on our promises. It's rather serious. They're threatening to take their business elsewhere if we don't resolve the issue. I was thinking we could set up a meeting with them and our team to discuss the issue and find a solution. And maybe a compensation or discount as a gesture of good faith? I can draft up an email to them and set up the meeting. Would you like me to copy you on the email? Absolutely, boss. I'll get right on it. Thank you for your help. I'm sorry to disturb you again, boss. There's someone on the phone who's asking to speak with you directly. I tried to get some information from them, but they were very vague. They just said that it's regarding a potential partnership opportunity. No problem, boss. Just let me know if you need anything else. Of course. Have a good call. And here are the final documents for the day, boss. Everything should be in order. Is there anything else you need from me before I leave? You're welcome, boss. It was my pleasure. I just wanted to quickly ask you something, if you don't mind. I noticed that you have a picture of a dog on your desk. Do you have any pets? That's great. I'm actually thinking about getting a pet myself. But I'm not sure if I'm ready for the responsibility. I was thinking about getting a cat. They seem more independent and low maintenance than dogs. Yes, I am aware of the stereotype. Lonely single women, cats. But I'm not too concerned about what other people think. I just really love cats, and I think having a pet would bring a lot of joy to my life. Actually, I've always loved cats. They have such unique personalities. You think so, boss? You really think I should get one? This weekend? I don't know about that. The possibility of having a furry companion is quite exciting, but I don't know if I'm fully ready yet. Can I ask you a personal question, boss? I hope this doesn't come across as rude, but I was just curious if you're married or have a family? Oh, okay. I was just curious. I don't mean to pry. No, there's not really a reason why I asked. I was just making small talk, I suppose. It's always interesting to learn more about the people we work with. I'm focused on my career and personal growth right now, so I don't have time for any partners. Is that your reason as well? Ah, I see. I'm sorry. I know that's not very professional, but I have received a wine bottle from somebody earlier this morning, and I thought that maybe we could. I don't have anyone I could share it with, so. And it would be nice to wind down and relax a bit after a busy day. Yes? Okay, I'll grab the goblets from the cabinet. We're definitely breaking some workplace rules by drinking wine in the office. But I don't think anyone will catch us at this hour. Exactly. You're the boss anyway. Who would say anything? And it's not like we're getting drunk or anything. Just a little sip to unwind. Okay, here. Will you? Thanks. I always struggle with opening these bottles. Yes, please. You can fill it up for me. Thank you, boss. Mmm, that looks yummy. Cheers. Oh, yes. This one is really good. Yeah, I like wine. Probably better than any alcohol. I mean, to be fair, I haven't tried out that many either. Yeah, I'm usually a good girl. Plus, if there's one thing I fear is becoming an alcoholic. It's not that I don't trust myself, but drinking alone, it can get pretty bad pretty quick. I had a friend who started from a glass a day. Then it became a bottle, and then a couple bottles. Oh, nothing happened to them. They just, you know, lost their job, me, other friends. They just became rude and aggressive over time. At first I tolerated it, but after a while, I've had enough. What about you? What's your distance? Oh, okay. Every weekend is not so bad. That's probably most people. Do you want to... Yes? Another one? Ah, it is quite lovely. So, about that raise. Are you sure there's absolutely nothing that I can do? Like I said, I really need the money, and I'm willing to go far and beyond to get them. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. What do most secretaries do to get in their boss's favors? It's not work. I don't believe that. I may be a good secretary, but I can be a good secretary also. If you know what I mean. I could take care of the documents, meetings, all that boring stuff. But is that all a boss like you need? A man like you? You said you were single. So am I. I know exactly how it's like in all aspects. I'll tell you what. You reconsider giving me that raise, and I'll take you to the couch in the next room and show you why I deserve it. Yeah? All right then. Follow me. Please take a seat. From the moment you hired me, I could tell you wanted me to be that kind of secretary for you, who gives you a striptease just like this. After a long day of boring work in the office. It's okay. You don't have to deny it. You're only a man. And I understand that. We all have our needs and fantasies. I don't mind being that kind of secretary for you at all. It's been quite a long time since I've posed for a man like this. Showed him my ass. my tits. I like it when you watch. And I can't wait to do more. But before I show you everything and give you something special, I must know that you will give me that raise. Yes. That was quick. Okay, then. You must really want it. I'll take off the rest of these stupid clothes right away for you, boss. You just relax and let your slutty secretary take care of you. I'm going down on my knees. I think you will enjoy a blowjob, however. I'm here to service you right now. So at any point, please do not hesitate to let me know what you want. After that wine, I don't even care about much. I'll do literally anything to satisfy you, boss. Or should I call you daddy? Pull that cock out. Give it to your little office whore. Do you like it like this? Or do you want it more sloppy and messy? Oh yeah? How's that, boss? I like this kind of blowjob, too. It's not supposed to make me look pretty. It's supposed to make me look like the fucking nasty slut I am. That's it. Just let me work it down here. I'm gonna be a good bitch today. That's it. Call me names. I like it. That's it. I'm just your fucking cum dumpster. You can fuck my face. Yes, yes. Do whatever you want. I'm here for you. Where would you like to come for me? On my face? No, I don't mind. I'm fine with whatever you please. It's not a problem. I can clean up my face later. Yeah? Okay. I'll stroke you off then. Go ahead. I want it. Give me a big load. Shoot right in my eye. I don't care. Make a big mess out of me, boss. Show your secretary. A slut like me deserves it. You know it. Come for me, boss. Come for me. Oh, yes. I can feel it. Do it all over. Dump it all over my face. Oh, Oh, yes. Just like that. Right there. Cover me with it. Yes. Even in my hair. Fuck. Wow. It seems like you haven't came in a while. I've never had so much cum on me. It's everywhere. So nice and creamy and thick, too. Oh. So, about that raise. Perfect. Thank you, boss.